He joins me now with Jared Cohen, who is his co-author and who, as a former State Department advisor on digital diplomacy, is now what sounds like also now you have a fascinating new title, which is Director of Google Ideas. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me. I know that you are on book tour. You've talked a lot about a lot of aspects of your book, and it is all fascinating. But in light of what's happened, I really do need to ask you, is there any way for something as powerful as YouTube, as this whole Google empire, to actually police what's going on? You know, the day after the bombings, all we did was go online. We went to YouTube, we went to the, you know, Russian equivalent of Facebook, and we saw on YouTube, you know, a terrorist playlist. It said that.
So in this particular case, we saw an almost perfect collaboration between the police and citizenry that ultimately found these two people and perhaps some others. You had over and over again crowdsourcing people, trying to figure out who these people were. You had a whole community on Reddit and others that eventually found the right people. And based on the story that you reported today, it looks to me like they got pretty spooked with that. When you've got a million people looking at you on a social network, you're going to be found.